You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced a $25 million funding boost for the health sector with 378 new roles. The government says the boost will support our health system to manage during the winter illness periods. Health unions, however, have said that while they're grateful for the funding, more is necessary to address the core issues within the health sector, with overcrowding and understaffing still significant issues. To discuss the scale of the problem and how much the new funding boost will help, I spoke to Chief Executive of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Paul Galter. We saw this government focusing on health early in its term, with discussions around cutting bureaucracy, hiring more staff, and reducing overcrowding. Has the government delivered on any of these promises?
No. And it's not just in the hospitals that they've not been able to deliver on that. It's also across primary health care with general practitioners, Plunkett hospices, Māori and iwi providers. Right, I think everyone agrees, and I know this because I've seen polls to this effect. New Zealanders just have completely lost faith in their health system. Not the people who work in it, but the fact that this is, the under-resourcing of our health system is really creating a crisis.
And a lot of people focus on the roles of doctors in our health system. However, nurses also serve an important role. How important are nurses to ensure that everything runs smoothly? And what do we see when there's low staffing numbers for nurses?
Okay, nurses are absolutely central to good health care, be it in a, you know, a doctor's surgery, right through to very complicated operations and so on. That's why there are way more nurses in our health system than any other profession, because they just reach across so many different areas in providing care. So that they're absolutely vital to it, and what they are frustrated about is that wherever they work, they struggle to provide the level of care that their training and profession knows that needs to be provided to New Zealanders, and that just can't be done because they're understaffed and under-resourced. And that is something that nurses call a moral injury or moral distress, because they're caught up in a dilemma between knowing what they need to do and not being resourced to be able to do it.
And so what's the scale of the problem we're seeing right now? Are there, you know, what's the degree of nursing shortages that we're seeing across the country?
Well, we did some work with some data for period 22 to 24. We found there was an average of 580 nurses short per shift. That's in the hospitals. Across the, problem has got worse. In the other areas of the health sector, like aged residential care, there's always a struggle to get nurses into that area to ensure that our elderly receive the care and support they need. And that's always a problem. And one of the problems in aged residential care and also in primary health is what we call a pay parity gap, in that the pay that those people receive is significantly less than what you can earn in the hospitals, and so people tend to leave those parts of nursing and go and work in the hospitals. So it has this knock-on effect. So every nurse is being impacted by this refusal to fund the health system at the level that it needs.
And I've preempted the answer a little bit, but if you could talk about the government announcement yesterday. We saw $50 million announced, 378 new staff members. Is this enough? I mean, will this make an impact on what we're seeing right now?
Well, first of all, I have to recognise any addition of staff is a good move. The issue is it an adequate number? And this is where we run into problems. As I said, on our survey in hospitals, an average of 580 nurses per shift short across the hospital system. That's almost double the number of not just nurses but doctors in allied health wrapped up in the figure that the minister announced. And also he said we're going to staff up for the impact of winter. Well, what our data shows that the needed number of nurses or availability of nurses triples between April and July. It requires, on our estimate, three times what would be needed or is available in an already short staff situation. So the number that the minister announced won't go anywhere near to dealing with what New Zealanders are going to face.
Yeah, and so if this change is, or this boost is inadequate, what would you like to see from the government, especially as we're moving into an election year, you know, with different parties campaigning on this health policy platform? What kind of policies could we be looking at that would make it easier for nurses to provide the service that they're trying to provide?
Fundamental is the need for a workforce policy that's going to deliver the right number of trained nurses at the right time. And at the moment, this government appears completely incapable of doing that. And the number of nurses being driven by budget rather than need, and this is a really serious binary issue between nurses and the government, in that the government is only interested in budget numbers and nurses are interested in what's the care that New Zealand citizens need and deserve. And actually, the sad story is that this government will continue to promote the primacy of budget over the primacy of needed care. It's very sad.
Yeah, and I guess continuing along that thought, I mean, the government has raised some concerns around the financial costs of the health sector and financial costs of having these staff. Is there also another cost in not having an adequate amount of staff in our hospitals?
I think that's a very good question. Of course, there is a dramatic cost. And a good example is emergency departments. If someone goes into an emergency department with an injury or illness or sickness, and they're waiting there for 5-6 hours, they often just get up and leave. And that means the problem's not fixed. So they represent later on with the problem not fixed, but in fact it's got worse. And so the care they're going to need has actually increased, and the cost of it will have increased because the system wasn't funded to provide the right number of staff to address that patient's need right at the start. So you get this magnifying effect going on, and this is why primary health is really important. That's with GPs and urgent clinics and that level, because if we can get the care to patients at the very first time they present to the health system, we can actually ensure that that they're being cared for and the costs are being controlled.
That was Chief Executive of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Paul Galter, speaking to me about a government health funding boost and whether it will deal with the problems in the health sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.